News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Meg with Pep Talk, and this is Veterans Day, November 11th, 2024. So I want to recognize all of our veterans today and thank you for your service. I found a quote that comes right from the World War II Memorial Plaza, and I think it's a beautiful quote, and it says, "Our debt to the heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America will never forget their sacrifices." And that's from President Harry Truman right after World War II. So this morning, as we, unfortunately, some of the parades have been canceled. The Pensacola Beach Parade has been canceled this afternoon. I know that the Elks Club was working very hard on that, but they still are going to have the lunch for the veterans and their families. So this morning I have with me, Tasca King is back. She was here a little bit earlier.
Good morning.
And we're changing subjects now.
We are.
We're going to move on and talk a little bit about ADX Digital this morning.
Absolutely. So we talked a little bit last week about the different products and getting started with digital. So this week we're going to move on to some other products, and specifically let's talk about video.
Oh, great. Okay. How does that work? And I've confessed, for those of you that don't know me, this is my first official day hosting the Pep Talk show. So when I'm meeting a lot of my guests and meeting the different people, there are things I honestly confess I don't know a lot about. So I confessed last week to Tasca, I don't know very much about digital. So now we're getting into the video, which is
so
great.
So we're going to take you to school.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. So you've been watching or reading an article on your computer, and then there's a video.
Right.
Or, same thing, you're watching a TV show and there's a commercial. It's a video of a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's what we're going to talk about. The different types of video ads that we have available in the digital world.
And those are really effective now. I mean, that really is sort of the newest thing. I mean, I see them all the time.
Yeah, it's not really the newest, but it's definitely, definitely one of the most effective. And we have several different options. So let's first start with what you see on your computers.
Okay.
So with Facebook, you might see a post that's an ad that is a static ad, or it's just a like a banner ad. Or you might see one that is video that's definitely available with your Facebook or Instagram, your Meta advertising. But then there are other places that you might see a video ad on the computer. So you say you're reading an article and you're scrolling down the article, and then you come across where a video pops up. And usually they have that little arrow, that little triangle thing. So you got a little bit of description underneath it, so that if you want to learn more, you click the arrow and actually watch the whole video. And usually those videos are anywhere from 8 seconds to, at the most, usually 30 seconds.
Oh, so not very long. So
sometimes they're pretty short.
Okay.
8 to 15 seconds is the most common length for those videos, but you can run a 30-second video there.
Now, are those done where it's almost in selfie style, or are they also done with production? Or
both.
A little bit of both. Okay. Mm-hmm.
More and more people are doing them with their cell phones, but obviously we can take a commercial that has been produced for air over television and use it in, as long as the length is correct, we can use it with most of our products.
Okay.
But video is not restricted to TV screens, but we have lots of options there as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. So do tell.
The world is changing.
Tell me all about
in
it.
In the way consumers the way we consume our video content. And by video content, I mean, that can be, a number of things. It can be anything from a movie to a TV show that you watch on a streaming platform to just when you are reading content on your laptop or your desktop or on your phone. And there are many times that you're going to see a video ad in any of those situations. So let's talk about streaming. Do you realize that now in the United States, over 56% of the United States have cut the cord?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's why you're seeing a lot of changes. A lot of things are happening differently within your cable operators and within your satellite operators, because so much is moving to internet streaming.
And subscriptions.
And subscriptions, correct. So we do offer the ability to advertise within these subscriptions. And I will say it's it's a lot more cost effective than advertising like with the cable company.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being because of the way you can target.
Okay.
So
how does that work?
Well, with the cable company, yes, you could target geographically, but that's it. You cannot target anything other than by where someone is consuming that content. With streaming and digital video, or digital, whether it's OTT, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. The OTT is when you're watching it on a television screen,
uh-huh.
or if you're watching it on your computer. When you're consuming the video in those ways, you're going to be targeted. You're going to see ads that are relevant to you. So, and they're going to be based on your behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be based on things you may have searched for or researched on the internet.
I see that happen a lot where mm-hmm. I'll have looked up something and then the next thing you know, I've got five ads about what I looked up.
So. That's exactly right. And then retargeting. Say you go to a website to learn something about or to check into something, maybe check a price or something, then you may start getting ads because you didn't do anything. So say you went and just looked up a price. Just for example, say you went to Lowe's.com.
Okay.
And you looked at a price on the refrigerator and you didn't do anything. So it may be that Lowe's knows that okay, she's been to the website, but she didn't do anything. Maybe we should send her some more ads.
Mm-hmm.
And remind her, hey, go back to the website or come to the store.
Right, absolutely. And I've had that happen many times.
That's called retargeting. So, in other words, when you advertise, if you have TV commercials or produce commercials that you run on network television, broadcast television, cable, you're only be able to cover geographically. Cable's able to pinpoint that a little bit more than broadcast is.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcast, you're buying anybody who's watching that station at
whenever
the ads run.
Right.
You're buying specific programming. When you're talking about digital, you're not buying programming. You are buying your prospect. You're buying those eyeballs that are watching whatever they're watching. And it doesn't matter what they're watching. What matters is that they are your prospect.
And that makes so much sense.
Exactly.
And very specific, very targeted.
Exactly. That way, you have a much higher chance of getting your ad in front of someone who could be a prospect for you and come in and spend their money with you.
And we like that.
Absolutely.
That's the whole goal, right?
More and more people are cutting the cord and going to this type of content, the way they consume their content. We did it this weekend.
Did you really?
We finally dropped DirecTV this weekend.
and
every bit of our content now is streaming.
Wow. Wow.
So we're excited about that. We're navigating. We're figuring out how
it's scary, isn't it? Kind of because
we're
so used to that.
But then and the thing that held me back was getting the networks that I do like that were only available. I thought they were only available on the DirecTV, but now I know that I can get them another way, and mm-hmm. I can also get my local channels, so that if something's going on here locally, I didn't want to give that up.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I was always thinking about, too.
So we found another service that offers that at a better price, so we have cut the cord completely. And, I mean, we've been talking about it. We've been working our way in that direction now for a couple of years, but mm-hmm. we finally did it 100%. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to the advertising side. The OTT is over the top.
Okay.
And that is serving ads 100% on a connected television.
Okay.
So that is when you're at home and you're watching, you know, shows on your Fire TV or your Roku or whatever system you use to mm-hmm. bring your content in, we can buy inventory on those networks. But again, we're reaching the people that you want to reach, not necessarily everybody in town who has that particular network.
And that's really great. We're listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg. Tasca King is here with us talking about ADX Digital. We've got more to share with you, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about it being Veterans Day. Thank you so much to everyone who served in the armed forces. We had a chance to talk to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson about this real terrible, disturbing string of murder-suicides that happened recently and, you know, maybe what can be done to work on that if you happen to be in a bad relationship. Saturday Night Live couldn't get over their own distress about the election, and so they opened the program this weekend in a very weird way. You can check out all these podcasts at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service to all of our veterans this morning. And we're here in the studio with Tasca King, who's telling us and educating me on all the different products and the ways that you can promote your business and target your customers and your prospects with ADX Digital.
Absolutely. Hey.
Hey.
Okay, so we've talked about online audio. Online video. Online video.
Right.
And that's basically when you see video ads that pop up or when you are reading content on your laptop or your desktop. We talked about over the top, which is regular video commercials that run with when you're streaming video content, whether it's a show on that you're watching through a Fire Stick or that you're watching through Roku or any of, you know, most of those Sling TV, most of those providers have the ability to air your ads. A lot of times they will run like on Peacock and Paramount Plus. I mean, a lot of those, if you've got the ads or if someone has the ad supported version, they have the opportunity to see. Now, a few of the higher end ones we do not have access to, such as Netflix. Netflix is only available nationally at this point. Hulu, we don't have access to Hulu.
Okay.
But one that we do have access to that I'm really excited about is Prime Video.
Ooh, everybody's got Prime.
Prime made some changes earlier this year where they added the ad supported. So it used to be that it was all just straight no ads on Prime Video. But they added an ad supported version. And if you have the regular Prime account, then you automatically have the ad supported account.
Okay.
You no longer have the no ad account. Now, the really cool thing that I've noticed so far, and I've had Prime for quite a while, the ads on Prime are at the very beginning of your programming. So if you're watching a movie, it's at the very beginning. If you're watching an episode of a series, it's at the very beginning. So it's not, at this point, it's not coming in the middle of that episode or in the middle of that movie. Too.
It's not interrupting it.
Right. There are no interruptions. I don't know that won't change because they're constantly tweaking this, but for the time being, it's not interrupting anything, which is great. It's great for the viewer because I know my husband hates when we're watching something on one of the ad-supported streamers, and a lot of times they'll break in and there's not a natural commercial break.
No, they just like right in the middle of the conversation.
Right. You're like, what? He's like, what's that? So anyway, it's great for the consumer for all those ads to run at the beginning. Plus everybody's watching at the beginning. So anyway, but we just recently got this product. We've had several Amazon options for a while, but to be able to now have your ads actually on Amazon Prime and the it's very reasonably priced.
So you do, when someone wants to now use your services, then you're mm-hmm. able to set up a schedule and do all of the logistics for someone? Like you buy a package? Is that how it kind of works?
We have packages. And, you know, the way that we work is we set up a meeting with you. We go through all of our products, whether you want to look at the video products, whether you want to look at regular banner ad type products or any of our other specialty products. We'll talk about what the options are, see what it is that you're looking to accomplish, and then we'll recommend what product we think is going to work best for you, and you tell us which ones you like the best. I mean, we're gonna do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to come back to you with an actual proposal. So your first meeting with us is 100% educational. It is not a sales pitch. It is, let's learn about digital and what's available and what do you think is going to work best for your business. And then if you want to continue talking, then we'll talk about an actual proposal and looking at a plan and how that's going to work.
Well, the educational piece is so important because isn't it ever changing? I mean, it seems like
it's constantly changing. Yes, we typically have probably about 3 big changes a year.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, Facebook, I think they change by themselves. They change 2 or 3 times a year.
Oh, I thought it was 2 or 3 times a day.
Maybe.
It's hard to keep up with them for sure. But it's amazing that you can do all of that, and certainly for someone that's trying to get the word out about their mm-hmm. businesses, especially if I'm a small business that maybe may not have as much to spend but wants to make that dollar go really
far.
And sounds like a very specific way to really target your prospects.
Exactly. The best way to get the biggest bang for your buck is to try to, as best as you can, ensure that the people you're feeding your message to are your prospect.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
And that's what we do with our targeting. That's why we use behavioral targeting and keyword targeting and retargeting. And then, of course, we also use artificial intelligence with
Uh-oh.
Machine learning.
Now,
don't try not to get too scared about that.
All right.
Because all that really does is it helps us find people who might be your prospect that we missed otherwise on the other 3 categories.
Well, that's a smart use of it.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Very smart.
Exactly.
All right, well, we'll be back in just a minute here to talk a little bit more with Tasca about ADX Digital on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in Wednesday at 10 a.m. as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg, and my guest this morning is Tasca King with ADX Digital. We are covering a lot of ground, and we have a few minutes left, so we want to touch on a couple of other things in terms of digital.
Absolutely. So like I've been saying, video is the place to go. But one thing I want to stress is one thing that we do is we buy all prime inventory. We're not going to buy networks that nobody's watching
right
on this video stuff. And the other thing that we're going to do is we have a really, really comprehensive security program.
That's
called
important.
Double Verify. And what that means to you is that before any ad gets served, we make sure that every place that we show an ad is that we are showing it to people who are watching a TV or are watching their computer versus a set that is left on and serving. We're not serving ads to bots.
Gotcha.
We're serving ads to live people who we know are your prospect.
And that's important for security, right?
Exactly, exactly. We don't, we stay away from the dark web stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We stay away from any streaming sites that just don't have hardly any viewers. I mean, they have to have a certain number of subscribers or viewers on a regular basis before we're even going to show that ad. But the most important thing is that we are targeting your customer.
Right.
And we're going to find that out when we have these initial meetings with you to talk about who is your prospect, who are your customers, how can we find more customers for you, just like the customers that you have that are spending money with you on a regular basis. So, again, we're going to do that in that educational meeting. It's not a sales pitch. That first meeting is strictly a, here's what we have, here are the different options, then we'll learn about what your needs are, and then we'll take it from there.
That is so smart. Because it sounds like you can really pinpoint exactly what a specific client, a specific target, that's amazing to me. That's really amazing.
I know. So to set up that first initial educational meeting, the best thing to do is to give us a call here. And that number is 850-262-6000. And you'll need to ask for Jeff Wayne or for the sales department. And we'll get one of our professional digital experts set up in contact with you so we can get together and talk about how we can help.
It sounds like a plan. And just in time for the holidays, this is
that's
a good
right.
time.
This
people
is
are shopping
now,
and
our programs are a month at a time, so it's time to do it now if you want something for the holidays.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. Been on Pep Talk with Tasca King talking about ADX Digital, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.